Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
And Joe at RTE.ie, listening to the programme yesterday, you would have heard the call of Michael about the flight the previous day, the Wednesday, half nine flight in the morning to Malaga, just full. And Michael was complaining about a large group. He said 50 people, different ages. He suspected, given their jollity, going to a wedding and their dress, going to a wedding, they were enjoying each other's company and the alcohol in the airport bars, which, as you know, were open very early. And then on the plane, they were very rowdy. Now, Jim, you were on that Ryanair flight.
I was, Joe, yeah.
And do you corroborate everything that Michael said? I presume he did. He'd no reason to say otherwise.
I do, yeah, and I think he was probably sitting. He said he was sitting in the middle of the plane, so was I. So he was probably quite near me. But no matter what part of the plane you were in, these people were sitting there. Were there, and he said there was 50 people. There was more, I think, because the flight was fairly full, and it takes over 180 passengers. And I'd say at least half of them were in this group, and seemingly they were going to a wedding in Spain. And I just helped one of them remark that they were staying in a 2-bed apartment. 13 of them in a 2-bed apartment. That would probably be a little bit crowded, but that's what some of the conversation was. And they were drinking on board. They brought drink on board, and they were the cans of beer into like envelopes or paper, so you wouldn't see what beer it was, but they were drinking that. And yes, go ahead, John.
And Jim, how long after, like Michael was saying, when he saw them in the bar in the airport, he said, "Oh, I hope they're not getting on my flight." And they did get on his flight, unfortunately. But how long into the flight were you saying to yourself, "Listen, this is not right"?
I'd say it was just shortly after we got to level flight. I'd say maybe about 25, 30 minutes out.
Oh, so it became evident from the get go.
It did. It came evident quite early.
Because it's a 3-hour flight, is it, at least, between...
Yeah, 2 hours 40 it was, yeah.
Between takeoff and landing on the plane. Okay. So what do you think the staff and the captain, he or she, should have done?
Well, I said to some of the... there was 4 crewmen in the cabin, 2 males and 2 females, and none of the 4 of them were Irish. That's not Ireland, but... I said, you tell people to put on their mask. He said, we told them it's no good, they won't do it.
They won't do it?
They won't do it. And there was one across from me, and I pointed my mask, and he just said to me, I'm eating. Which he wasn't.
Oh, what did he say? I'm having a substantial meal?
He didn't give me the menu. He just said he was eating, which he wasn't. There was no menu. He wasn't eating, and his mask was off for most of the flight. And they were up and down the corridor, as the center aisle, as your caller suggested. And announcements meant nothing. There were several announcements made. Take your seat, sit down. They didn't listen to any announcement.
But
the captain seemingly made one announcement, all right.
What I see in your text here, you say, after 45 minutes, I thought we should have landed. What are you suggesting?
I thought the plane should have diverted, because this is Ryanair boasts of how safe they are, and their safety and how safe flying is not it.
They have a great safety record.
They have an excellent record. Yeah. Excellent. But this was not safe, yes, and there was always the danger that this could get more and more out of hand.
Okay, now we asked, and we asked for a statement or... A statement from Ryanair, and they haven't acknowledged our request, let alone given us a statement. But anyway, that's within their rights. And I'm not making it a point there in relation to RTE. RTE are rightly held to a higher standard than given our place in the national discourse, and also our place in terms of the licence fee as well. So RTE should be held to a higher standard in that sense. But Ryanair have decided that they don't want to respond, and so we can't ask anyone that question. Was it considered that they should divert the flight and try and check the 50 people, or try and bring them to their senses?
I'd say it was to be a difficult decision for them to make, Joe, in fairness, because if they did decide to divert and land and allow those passengers who weren't happy on the flight to get off, which I would be one of them, the crew might have got off as well, because they might want to continue with those people. Well, we stuck with the plane someplace.
I know. Well, we heard. Well, I was thinking the other way, that the people who were causing the trouble would be making it off. But
I wouldn't like be trying to make them get off the flight, no, because they'd be quite arrogant and they had drink taken, and it was just an impossible situation.
And one of the staff apparently told Michael that was the worst flight she'd ever worked on.
Yeah, it was.
The most difficult.
And the toilets were left a bit messy as well in the flight. It was paper all over the floor and the toilet seats were wet, whether it was urine or water, but I'd say probably urine on it and quite messy. It was not nice at all.
Okay.
And there was one girl, when we came to the, he mentioned this yesterday, but when we came to the immigration to get our passports checked, they rushed to the immigration, passed out people. But there was one girl, she sounded English to me, she seemed an English accent, but she started crying. You know, she was sitting amongst some of these people and they were making snide remarks her, and from what I could gather, unpleasant remarks.
Are you saying to a complete stranger?
A complete stranger, complete. She sounded English to me. She was going to Spain to meet her husband, but she eventually burst out crying before the passport control. And you certainly feel very, very sorry for her. Unfortunately, she didn't ask the crew members to change seats or something, but she had an awful flight.
And are you, sorry,
sorry,
Jimmy, you're saying she was being harassed before passport control? Oh, this was when they
got off on the flight.
Well,
this is when we got off the plane. Well, I didn't meet her until she got off the plane, and we just met up. And I said, that guy, the speaker to yesterday, Mike, he was probably among. We let the crowd off through passport control and went out left.
Okay.
It was actually a disgrace. Now, I can't say Ryanair can do much about it. And I do respect Ryanair and their safety record and what they've done and what they've done for their travel and all that. But, what they should do is take the name of all the passengers on this flight that went out. They'll have their names coming back. I'd say some of them are coming back on Sunday, some of them are coming back the following Wednesday. And that they should be policed to see that they maintain 14 days quarantine when they come back. And I don't believe for one moment they will. And I don't believe that they'll conduct it properly in Spain, and they'll probably bring back a virus with them.
Okay. Jim, are you in Spain at the moment?
I am, Joy.
Okay, and what's it like in Spain? This is the first question I want to ask you. What's it like in Spain in terms of protection and precautions?
It's pretty okay. They're pretty strict here. All bars and restaurants are closed at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and shops. You're not supposed to go outside your immediate region, which is like a parish village, nearly not much of a parish village.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you're in Marbella, you can't go to Malaga, or if you're in Estepona, you shouldn't go to San Pedro.
San Pedro, yeah. And how long will you be staying for, Jim, or do you live out there?
Maybe
live.
No, I don't want to be back in about a week, John.
Okay. And were you conscious of your own decision to go?
Oh, I was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was indeed, Jim.
Okay. Jim, thanks. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. And I did see those people drinking in the lounge before, and then I don't know why Dublin Airport Authority allowed drink being handed out like that. And there was no sign of any security, any APO. And quite obvious that this was an excessive drinking before going on a flight, which is crazy.
Okay, Brian.
Sorry,
thanks,
Jim. You're having your own problems today without tea, so I leave you alone.
Thanks, Jim. Brian Hanratty, to your point, please, Brian.
Joe, I suppose, first of all, I think it's incredible that people can swagger through the length of the airport, and we all know the length of distance to the Ryanair boarding area, without being stopped by airport police to say, you know, observe social distance, wear a mask. Why should these people be allowed to fly? Now, once they're on board, you're saying Ryanair have ducked and aren't issuing a statement to you. The Dublin Airport Authority, part of a statement I read on the Independent online last night was very bland. You know, where were the airport police? And one thing that strikes me is inebriation isn't the biggest threat to a site like a major international airport. Terrorism is. And yet there appears to have been no intervention or presence of airport police. Maybe Eamon Ryan is the guy who needs to call for a review of this whole farce. And these people are easily traced. Modern day security, you've got passport data, you've got ticket data, you've got CCTV and so on. And maybe a courtesy to the Spanish authorities would be to notify them of these people who when they come back to Ireland, there's a high risk that they're going to be super spreaders. There's over 1.5 million cases of COVID-19 in Spain. It's second only to France. And the probability of these people meeting someone who already has COVID, and what it is, it's a two fingers to the majority of people in Ireland who are doing their best to keep this thing at bay, including tens of thousands of healthcare workers. And if we let those people back in without intervention, then the whole thing is a farce. The government, Eamon Ryan, is the man to look at this in the first instance. But these people have to be tracked down and quarantined, because otherwise you'll have others doing it. There'll be no deterrent. There'll be others doing it as well.
Okay, Brian, thanks indeed.